We're live and local on July 5th, but we're not complete. Bob Beeler is not here again. His weekends are longer than a Kardashian marriage. Michael Fisher is in the host chair, so it's Chris and Fish. You got JP in the producer chair. 4th of July is now known for NBA players just changing teams and making a bunch of people mad on a holiday. I love it. I get to see so many people mad on a holiday.
Always
like,
terrible.
It's usually a day for happiness.
Because I have to, instead of celebrating 4th of July, having some nice food, I've got to be on my phone trying to figure out where Gordon Hayward's
exactly.
going, then where he's not going, and then he's going to the place he was first going to, but he had to wait to tell us he was going there.
Yeah, and we found out, but then we didn't find out. And yeah, I was a prisoner of my phone for a couple of hours. Updating the Players Tribune. Like, how many hits do you think the Players Tribune got yesterday compared to a normal day? 8 times? 10
oh, yeah,
times?
Easily.
15 times? 20 times? Like, everybody's up there refreshing that page. Who goes to the Players Tribune and hits refresh all the time when it's not NBA free agency? Maybe NFL free agency, you get a little bit of that too. The Jazz, though, got a feel for them. They lost a player who averaged 22 points per game last year, 5 rebounds, 3.5 assists. Shooting 47% from the floor, 40% from behind the arc, a career high, in pretty much all those categories. And I think the Utah Jazz, they actually had the most raw deal by any star leaving. And we've gotten used to this on 4th of July weekend. While LeBron James twice, two different teams, leaving Cleveland, leaving Miami. We had Kevin Durant leaving Oklahoma City. LaMarcus Aldridge, that was a big deal a few years ago when he left Portland to go to San Antonio. I think Utah, you can look at it from this perspective and think that they actually have had the rawest deal, Gordon Hayward leaving them, than any of those other situations that I just mentioned. Let's take a look at them one by one. LeBron James, when he left Cleveland the first time. LeBron already with the Cavaliers had 5 years as a top 4 seed, those Cavaliers in the playoffs. 2 top seed finishes, so there are 1 seeds. Bunch of deep playoff runs, including once to the NBA Finals, another time in the Eastern Conference Finals. And by the time he left, that was a team that had a capped out and a maxed out roster. They were up against the salary cap, paying into the tax with a bunch of guys who were either old or Antoine Jameson and Shaq level players at this point. Like that was not a team that had any room to grow. So LeBron James recognized that and went to Miami. But again, they had accomplished quite a bit. The fan base got to enjoy 5 years as a top 4 seed in the playoffs, an NBA finals trip, 2 times being the top team in the Eastern Conference. Okay, then you have the situation with LeBron leaving the Miami Heat. Well, at that point, the Heat had been to the finals all 4 years that LeBron was there. They had won 2 titles. All 4 years, they were a top 2 seed, and they were pretty much a juggernaut from the very beginning. Now, there were some adjustments or whatever, but, you know, 4 trips to the finals in 4 years. I don't really know if you have anything to complain about if you're a Miami Heat fan. Of course, you wanted it to continue, but you got quite a bit out of those 4 years of LeBron, Wade, and Bosh. All right, LaMarcus Aldridge. He left Portland a couple of years ago. But that was a Portland team that had 5 playoff appearances in the last, I think it was 6 years that LaMarcus Aldridge was a member of the Blazers. But they only won 1 playoff series in that time. So it was a team that was clearly inferior. You had LaMarcus Aldridge, who was putting up 20-9 every season. They made playoffs 7 of the last 8 years he was there. 5 playoff appearances I mentioned. Yeah, 20-9 every season, and another first round exit the last season that he was in Portland. So this was an example of a team that was just didn't have a high ceiling. Right? Every year they got to the playoffs, but was a first round exit. When you have a guy who's 20-9 on that team, he's not going to stay there very long. It's Anthony Davis type situation.
Yeah, no, exactly.
You know a lot about that. A guy, a standout player on a team that won 1 playoff series his entire time there. And then Kevin Durant. Of course, leaving Oklahoma City, you're up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals against Golden State, and you leave to go to Golden State. But the Oklahoma City fan base got to enjoy the playoffs 7 of the last 8 years that Kevin Durant was there, 5 times as a top 4 seed, 4 trips to the Conference Finals, 1 NBA Finals appearance. So they had multiple runs deep into the playoffs where you got to see Kevin Durant at the highest stage. You got to see what your team looked like when it was playing at the highest level. Brings me back to Gordon Hayward, and this is Idaho Sports Talk on Sports Radio The Ticket. Michael Fisher in for Bob Beeler. Chris Lewis here. Gordon Hayward left the Jazz in the middle of their steady climb to the top. This wasn't a situation with Durant where you had multiple runs at the top, multiple chances at getting a championship. There's something to be said for the build, and the Jazz were doing it right, that slow build to the top, from 15th in the Western Conference, which is, yeah, at the bottom, to 11th, to 9th, to last year at 5th. So that's a steady improvement, the team improving with a coach, stability, and a youthful roster that was gelling at the right time, building it up the way you're supposed to have it done. And then Gordon Hayward bolts right before the team got into that level where they were in contention. They were right at the doorstep at this point to being one of the teams that could break through. The Jazz were there when Gordon Hayward was this average role player, and with great coaching and a great environment, they kind of fostered him into a borderline star. And just to have them leave right at the moment where they could actually do something. So it's a different point in the franchise than those other examples. Like, Hayward was about to lead the Jazz to the level of Durant already leading the Oklahoma City Thunder, the runs that LeBron James had with the Cleveland Cavaliers. This is different, and I think in a way this hurts more because you were there for the bad time. I guess it's like, you know, being really excited for, you know, a season of, you're ready to grow. Oh, some potatoes? Can we grow potatoes? We're in Idaho, right?
Yeah, we should be able to grow potatoes.
But, like, you're really hyped for these potatoes. These are going to be fantastic. Couldn't wait to have this baked potato. This is going to be right on beside the steak. But then somebody comes right at the end and steals all your baked potatoes. You were there to grow them all. And just to have it ripped out at the last second before you had a chance to even enjoy the baked potato. That's worse. So I do think that the Jazz got the rawest deal of a superstar, if you want to call him that, or a star player, leaving the team than any of the other situations.
Except there's one difference here. You said they were on the break point of contending. Fifth was their point of contending. They're not going to be better than fifth in the Western Conference.
Are we sure about that? They made an addition with Ricky Rubio playing the point guard. Very good passer. Great
can't
distributor.
Shoot,
can't shoot, but they have other shooters on their team. And he's a great distributor, and that's something they needed. Rudy Gobert is, what, 24, 25 years old? So he's a young center who's only going to get better the next few years, who's already, what, second in the NBA in Defensive Player of the Year. And his offensive game took a big step last year, and we can only imagine that it'll get better this next season. And, like, Hayward's 27 years old. Hayward will probably be better the next couple of years, too. So are we sure their ceiling was fifth in the Western Conference? I don't think so. They beat the team that was fourth, and we know the Clippers are taking a step back. I'm not sure their ceiling was fifth.
So was it fourth?
Fourth. Could be third.
Do you think they could be better than the Rockets?
It could be better than the Rockets.
No, see, I think he realized it doesn't matter what I do in the West. There's two teams in our way. The Spurs and the Warriors. He saw firsthand what the Warriors did to his team. Now, yes, there was some injuries. George Hill didn't play. He had a toe injury. Gordon Hayward had food poisoning. I think he saw up close to person. He said, I don't see a chance against this Golden State team for the next 4 years. I'm not going to waste my prime in Utah. So I think this was a LaMarcus Aldridge situation where he said, I'm capped out here in the West. I'm going east because that's the only chance I stand to actually make a finals.
Okay. I mean, that's seeing it from Hayward's perspective, which is absolutely spot on, that has to be part of the decision-making process to go to the Celtics. But I'm looking at it from almost like a Jazz fan base point of view. That's our local team. We get the Jazz games on television. Like, that's worse to see the climb. You're getting better each year. And then just to cut that out, for like LaMarcus Aldridge, it was clearly capped. First round exit every single year. That's not the same as a slow, steady build to being 15th, 11th, 9th to 5th and winning a playoff series. That's not the same as LaMarcus Aldridge. And the situation with Durant and LeBron, as a fan base, you got to see them at the highest level. You got to see them in NBA Finals. You got to see what it looked like when everything was rolling. I feel like you were just about to see what the Utah Jazz could do with a very good player, like pretty much for the first time since the Stockton and Malone days. Maybe a couple of Deron Williams runs. But this was going to be sustainable if you could have sustained the player. And to me, it really hurts. This would make me very frustrated if I was a Jazz fan. So, yeah, to me, LeBron, it was tough. Durant, it was tough. Aldridge, it was tough to see him leave. Hayward might be a different level.